Back speaking with Peter Hume this morning from Celsius Resources. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. Hope you're well.
Very well, thank you, Peter. You've announced here it's a critical step forward for the MCB project, receiving environmental compliance. Tell us a bit more about the significance, what it means.
Yes, look, obviously we've been working very diligently, and congratulations should go out to the Philippine team, in particular our ground team as well, that worked very diligently in all the requirements to make up. Or for us to meet those requirements to get our ECC, Environmental Compliance Certificate. It is a major step in relation to the development of the MCB project. By far, the ECC is the most critical and the most difficult to get within the Philippine permitting requirements. So for us, this is a major step.
And so, what does this now open the door for? What does it allow?
So, in fact, we mentioned on other interviews where we've received documentation from the national government, in particular the Mines and Geoscience Bureau, indicating that we've met a majority of the documentary requirements to receive our mining permit. So, all that information that we've been developing, which we've been discussing, presenting to the Mines and Geoscience Bureau, was all dependent upon us getting our ECC. The final mine permit or the mining permit can't proceed until we've got the environmental clearance. So, as I said, a very significant step in the process.
An interesting quote in the announcement this morning. The MCB project's essentially being lined up as a model for what's called beyond responsible mining. Just tell us a little bit about what this is.
Yes, I guess, Andrew, we're the first mining company in the Philippines that have gone down this track with the DENR Secretary, Secretary Lusaga, and her undersecretaries. We should be complimented on, in actual fact, these requirements that are putting they're putting in place. Not only did we sign the ECC, we signed a agreement with the Department of Natural Resources in relation to a number of key sustainability milestones in relation to water discharge, land, community, and other key factors. As I said, we're the first mining company that signed up to it, which is always good to be a first. But we did that on the basis that we actually really believe in the process that they're trying to implement, and they should be commended for that as well, because that is going to assist the mining industry in the Philippines to evolve to a higher requirement, to a higher standard. And as I said, our project signed up for that with no problems at all.
Well, Peter, fair to say Celsius Resources has been kicking a few goals lately. You must be pleased with how things are now progressing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a little way to go before I can have a sigh of relief, but certainly, yes. And as I said, it's very much credit to the team. It's a team effort, as it should be. And you know, we're looking to make that difference, as I mentioned earlier, to the mining industry here in the Philippines. And I guess for those naysayers that indicated we would never get the permits and approvals, I guess I'm here to prove people wrong.
Good to speak, Peter. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you.